Today is Thursday, the day we read from your letters. A number of listeners caught an error in our coverage of the California recall yesterday. Jim Timmerman of Holland, Michigan, writes that Carrie Kahn's report on Arnold Schwarzenegger's victory in the California recall election said that Schwarzenegger won the women's vote with a majority of 42%. The correct term, as others have probably noted, is not majority, but plurality, since while Schwarzenegger received more votes than any other candidate, he did not receive more than 50%.
Our story on California's economy and its effect on the recall drew scorn from one listener. Truly Bone of Phoenix, Arizona, did not like reporter Scott Horsley's characterization of Julie Wright, president of San Diego's Economic Development Corporation, as a professional cheerleader for the local business climate. Ms. Bone writes, "The reference may have seemed benign enough, but it reduces Ms. Wright's accomplishments and deflates her status of president and CEO to merely a girl in a revealing skirt chanting inane slogans while the male players shoot and score. Please leave gender stereotyping out of your otherwise informative news reporting."
Regarding John Burnett's story on undocumented immigrant workers, we received this letter from Michigan 12th District Representative Steve Tabachman.
He writes, "Thank you for this compelling story that moved me to tears. Unfortunately, the story becomes only more compelling here in Michigan, where undocumented workers are left completely on their own to cover medical bills, lost wages, and their pain and suffering. Who's engaged in the commission of the crime? The undocumented worker or the system that takes payments into a system but refuses to pay out?"
Thanks to all for writing. Send us your comments at npr.org, and don't forget to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.